Georgia.
Brought it to me.
Brought it here. If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, please blank it back.
Send it back.
Or what else?
Mail it back.
No. If you came yourself.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. That's it. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it blanked perfectly.
Fit perfectly.
Right. If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a
new outfit.
And if it was my suit I'm talking about, it would be a what? If my suit was worn out, you'd have to buy
a new suit of clothes.
A matching coat and pants then are called
a suit.
And you just bought it, not an old one, but a
new one.
New one. And a new suit. Okay, if you stuffed a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
stick out.
And something else. Really full, they're just
too tight.
You're talking about my stomach. It's my pockets I'm talking about. They're just overflowing with candy, we'll say. They're just
stuck out.
Start with a B.
B. Bulged out.
What?
Bulged out.
Yeah, that's the word. Bulged. You said, say it again.
Bulged out.
That's right. Yeah. Now remember, you're not supposed to repeat the way I say it. Just
my own way.
Your own way. You're doing excellent, I'll tell you. The collar, the collar did what in the hot water? What does clothing sometimes do in hot
wrinkle.
Water? No, it does something getting
draws
small.
Up.
And in another word there too, that it
shrinks.
Draws, it shrinks, uh-huh. This shirt isn't samferized. All of the material samferized today, I guess.
Yeah, it's supposed
to. I hope it won't
shrink up.
The one I washed yesterday.
Shrank up.
Now, is that the right way you'd say it? The one I washed yesterday.
It shrank up. It's
right.
Too small.
And lately it seems that everyone I have washed has
drawn up, I'd say, a lot of times.
Yeah, but if you use the word shrank, how would you say it?
I'd say shrank up.
Okay, shrank up. Okay. Now, when a girl goes out to a party and getting ready, you say she likes to. She stands in front of the mirror, you know, and
she has to put her makeup on.
And what is she doing now?
She's primping.
Right. If a girl likes to put on her mother's clothes, she likes to
primp up.
Primp up. And if a girl spends all her time in front of the mirror making herself look pretty, you say she likes to
primp.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes also.
Primp.
Well, you never would say she dolls up, or rigs up,
dolls
or dykes up, or slicks up, and those things. Primp is mostly.
Primp is mostly.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Handbag.
Yeah, and something else.
Pocketbook.
And something else.
Yeah.
It's got coins in it. Did you Lucille didn't bring her blank with her, did she? What do you call that? It's more than just a handbag, or.
Pocketbook.
It's a pocketbook. It's one word. So it's pencil.
Purse.
Purse. Did you say that?
Do
you ever call it purse?
Yeah, I do sometimes. Yeah.
But you'd call it pocketbook more than.
More. Pocketbook.
Okay. Okay.
What I call it.
Small thing you carry at church to carry coins.
Well, that's a change purse.
You shouldn't carry coins to church. You should carry bells to church. These folks here wrote this to the wrong people. They didn't write this. What do you put your money into in your pocket? That's it.
Mm-hmm. Coin purse.
Something you would carry your money in is a
coin purse.
And if it was small and had a clasp on it for carrying coins, you then call it.
I still got that and I carried it and I come to your coin. House and had sewed up that red string.
You still using it? Red string and all?
No, it wore out and had to put another one.
I don't remember that fairly. I didn't remember you coming to our house.
I'm using Williamsburg.
Oh, the way up there. Yeah. What does a woman wear around her waist? A wrist,
well,
excuse me, around a wrist.
A watch.
Not a watch, but something
a
else.
A bracelet.
Right. And,